Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I love this time of the week. This is where we get local pastors and leaders in our community to come and bang smack in the middle of the week in the hope to inspire and encourage us. Today, it's going to be no different. We have the pleasure of having Pastor Rory Shiner from Providence Church with us. Rory, it's been a long time, but I'm glad you're back.
Really glad to be back. Great to be here.
What's been going on? Anything new?
Keeping it real. We're doing well. We're family life, school year started again, and it's on for young and old.
Nice.
You're so chill. Like, look at your position on this chair.
Just chill out. These are the best chairs to chill on, though.
They do. They lean right back, and you're closer to the floor than most. You are so relaxed in the studio.
Honestly, it worries me.
I've
been in meetings all day, and it's so nice just to chill out with you guys.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. Really good. We are looking forward to be inspired and motivated by you. What's been on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you a thing that we've been told. We're a pastor at a church, and one of the phrases that we picked up, I don't know where we've got it from, so credit where credit's due. I don't think we made it up. But we've started to say, is this a problem to be solved, or is it a tension to be managed?
Okay.
And that's been hugely helpful, right? Because I reckon, tell me if you think this is right, some things are just problems, you've got to solve them, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a problem. Like your kids like yelling at you, that's not acceptable, that's a problem to be solved, or the car's not working, or you forgot to pay the electricity bill and there's no power in the house. And you can't say to your, significant other, this is just a tension we've got to live with.
She's like, no, go online and pay it.
Give it to me, I'll pay it.
That's a problem to be solved. But there's other things, and you think, actually, I don't want to solve this problem. So should I love my wife or my children? Should I be Christian pastor? Should I be in prayer, or should I be active in the world? Should I be praying for the world's needs or serving the world in its needs? You don't want to solve that problem. I don't want to live a life where I don't feel the tension between loving my wife, loving my children, where I don't feel the tension. I want to feel the tension between should I be now praying for the world or be serving the needs of the world? And we've just found that hugely helpful to think, okay, is this a problem we want to solve, or is this a tension that we need to manage? And it's hugely helpful for us just to make peace with that and think, actually, some things, they're tensions that you want, and you want to calibrate a bit this way, a bit that way, but you don't want to solve that problem.
How can we distinguish between these situations if we're not sure, is this a tension or is it a problem?
Yeah, great question. Look, I think you think, Can I live with this as part of it? Like, can we accept being a house where we never, ever pay a bill for electricity and, hang out around the gas stove? If you can't live with it, you want to solve that problem. Whereas I think with the tensions to be managed, they're between two different things. And you ask yourself, if I treated this like a problem, what would happen? So if I said, okay, I've got a problem in my life. I've got a finite amount of love, and some of it has to go to my wife and some of it has to go to my kid. Which one gets it? That's not a problem. That's not a problem I ever want to solve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And am I going to be praying for the needs of the world or active in the needs of the world? I don't think this side of meeting God that's a problem that we get to solve. And therefore I think, okay, now I've identified this is a tension to be managed. I've got to live somewhere between these two things. And it just, it means, you're living in that calibration of look, bit too much this, bit too much that. Got to do correct this, correct that, and I think that brings a certain amount of relief and peace to think actually this is a problem. That's not a problem. That's a tension.
And obviously, throughout life, it changes. At some point, you have to give more love to your kids because they're going through something, and perhaps your wife is going through something. It's really good as a guy. You kind of try and solve everything, though, don't you? It's kind of like there's a problem. I need to fix it.
I need to go away.
That's right. So, that's another hack to say. Especially if I speak to my wife, is this a good question to ask? Is did you want to hear some solutions, or is this are we venting now?
And that's a great question. Yeah. I would like that. I'm like, I don't want you to solve this. I just want to talk about it.
I think generally as a bloke, by the time you brought out the whiteboard and your game planning options, you probably misunderstood the assignment.
I would like to say probably most of the time she just wants to listen, you to listen anyway.
Okay, so let's err on the side of assuming that we're listening
until told otherwise.
Don't say anything, just raise your eyebrows.
I need your help. Can you help me solve this problem?
Can we pay the electricity bill now, please?
Yes. Yeah.
But overall, I think that's really good to remember. Is it a problem to be solved, or is it just tension to manage? I think if you get that right, your life is going to be a lot less full of stress.
Yep, definitely.
I agree. That's what I think.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming in once again. Rory Shiner from Providence Church.
Great to chat.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.